I guess we're now at about 1980, 81. It was pretty obvious to me that in principle that the solution is going to lie in tandem repeat DNA, so where you've got a short block of DNA sequence repeated over and over again. And that would then open up the possibility that that DNA could vary, not in the sequence, but in the number of these stutters or repeats. And that would give you the possibility of not just two different versions, like an A and a T, but tens, hundreds, maybe even thousands of different versions. So you could have one version with 10 stutters, and one with 15, and one with 126, and one with 492.